That's what these guys want. They want the opportunity. And yeah. we will be there to support them, and then we will back away as we all feel comfortable.
The USD 49 Weekend Center has kicked off their year. Transition coordinator Don Howard stops by along with students Tristan and Christian to talk about some of their projects and how you can get involved on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We are a part of Hayes High, but we are located in the Hadley Center. And I have 13, 18 to 21-year-olds that learn how to live and work within the community. And we just try to help them learn to be as independent as many things as they possibly can. And we want to build their confidence so that they can prove to the community that they can be productive and successful citizens. So I brought these young men here today to showcase what they are able to do. They're going to tell you a few things that they have done. But we learn to access the community independently, and we serve the community, and we just want everyone to see what they are able to do.
Yeah, I think I just even this morning saw on Facebook you guys were out in the community doing some cleaning projects, I believe I saw pictures of.
Yes, and we are here to ask you in the community to reach out to us if you need any small jobs done. We like real work within the community. That's how they're learning. And we tell them every day, you just have to try it. You won't know if you like it if you don't try it. And so we get out there. They're not afraid to get their hands dirty. They're not afraid to get sweaty. They're going to learn how to push mow this afternoon. And guys, what are we doing right before we go home for the day?
Well, we are going to be grilling on some hamburgers and some hot dogs this afternoon. We just recently cleaned the grill, which has not been used in months. And
fun.
Yeah. Do you like to grill some?
I don't. I actually hate. We were talking about this
really?
Earlier.
I do.
I don't like being outside generally. So
yeah.
Grilling for me is like a nightmare.
Grilling, smoking.
Really?
Like my brisket. I've perfected that recipe over the years and everything. It's yeah. fantastic. It's an art form is what it is. So.
Well, and on Friday nights, we are going to be doing some cleanup at the Jorge stands.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great project for them. They earn a little money doing that, and they learn that working together as a team is important. And the faster they work and the harder they work, the faster we get done. Yeah. And then we get to use that money to go access the community, eating out, bowling, fun stuff, and just learning how to get around and use the great community of Hayes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's kind of like the mantra of parents everywhere. You won't know you like it until you try it. The amount of times that I say that in my day-to-day life with my kids is unbelievable. And it's really awesome that you guys give these kids that maybe need a little extra, you know, help and motivation the opportunity to do that as well too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys enjoy your time at the Weekend Center?
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. Okay.
There's a whole lot of activities for us to try. Mm-hmm. And who knows what other kind of fun activities Ms. Tyrus has planned for us.
What's an activity that surprised you guys the most when you were when you got into it?
Recycling for the Paisley Pear.
Good question. There's a whole lot of activities. I'm not even sure where to start.
Yeah. So, recycling for the Paisley Pear, what did that entail for you guys? What did you guys do with the recycling?
We take it to the recycling center on the other side of town.
What do we have to be careful of while we're loading and unloading?
We got to be careful of wine bottles because they break easily.
And also
be careful of customers.
And we also have to take into consideration that there could still be some liquid left in those bottles.
Mm. Yeah, it's a lot of process to work through and everything. Yeah, like all of those things that you just kind of forget about when you're doing work. Run us through like a typical day at the Weekend Center. Just start with your morning and tell us what you go through throughout the day.
So typically we start off with chores and then we fill out time cards and we have a word of the day planned for in our we write down our planners and we have a little bit of a discussion. And sometimes we would go out to PE and we would walk or play tennis. And those who walk, we usually walk to the dike.
And what is your word of the day? Putting you on the spot here.
Eye contact.
Eye contact. Very good. It's a skill that really honestly can't really be taught almost in a way. You have to like really be conscious of it.
Well, I don't know. Don might have opinions on that.
Yeah, it can be taught.
We
practice it because it's very important out in the community.
Or I should say it's a skill that like is often overlooked and taken for granted.
Yes, that's right.
That's a better
way to say it. Yes. I try to preload them with things to talk about when they're out in the community. Like we have a joke of the day or this day in history or a national day of, just so that when there's that awkward silence at work, you can bring up a topic to break that silence and have that social aspect of work and play and community service.
Yep. And speaking of National Day, today's is National Eating Outside Day.
Yep. We talked about that on our...
We do a segment for that every morning.
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
And yeah, I'm not a fan. Just reiterate. Yeah.
Do you guys like eating outside. Do you guys like eating outside?
Yeah. It's really nice out here.
You don't get scared of the... or turned off by the bugs or anything along those lines?
I get scared of big bugs.
Big bugs?
Just so you know.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's fair. You know.
I don't really get scared, just a little just annoyed because they usually get drawn by the meat we cook, the hamburgers, hot dogs that we cook.
Yeah.
Tell them what we do when we get back from PE, how we cook our lunch every day.
When we get back from PE, we go to cooking. We use two air fryers, an electric skillet, and we have a crock pot, and sometimes they'll have the hot lunch, and other times we'll be cooking cheeseburgers, which we use the George Foreman grill for. Mm.
And on Fridays, they cook from scratch. So they come up with the menu, and then we comparison shop to find out where to buy our groceries, and they go shopping, and then they cook everything from scratch.
Very cool. And do they? Do you guys learn, like, the parts of the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah. James and I are former, restaurant workers.
Yeah, restaurant people.
Oh, yeah?
And everything. So... Yeah, we could talk food all day.
Okay.
What you got?
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
What do you guys do in the mornings?
This.
Yeah,
this
we is pretty, hang out. Hang out and chat every day.
It's amazing. We get paid to talk. And for whatever reason, people like listening to it. I don't know why.
All right, Missa. This might be pretty good work study for me. This might be pretty good work study for me.
I'm glad you brought that up because I would like to ask the community if any businesses out there would like one of these young adults to come for an hour a day. These guys are outstanding. You can tell they have great personalities, and I have 13 of them just like this.
Yeah.
And they are the most dependable young adults you will find in Hayes because they show up every day.
Yeah. I remember I used to work at Hastings for a while. I was the video manager for a bit there. And I remember when I first started, there was an individual that kind of went through a program similar to this. That was one of our cashiers. And my boss was telling me that when they first started him, it was a little discouraging because he was told, you know, don't trust him with money. He ends up being the best checkout guy at that store. Like we're talking like employee of the month, like pretty consistently throughout it. So, you know, all he needed was just that opportunity to show his skill set, to show what he can do for that company and everything.
Yeah, that's what these guys want. They want the opportunity. And we will be there to support them, and then we will back away as we all feel comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder, Don, if you want to talk a little bit about the process of if you're out there, you're listening, you're a business, or you've got a project, how do you get to your office and get the kiddos involved?
Well, do you guys know the email?
Wecan@gmail.com.
Wecancrew@gmail.com or 785-621-8503. They can call us and talk to us and give us an email. Or my Hayes High email is donhoward@usd489.com.
Would you like to know what kind of projects we're doing right now?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, for one of our students, we actually are making a mascot because one of our friends. Oh, do you mind if I give you the name?
First name.
Jonah. He's kind of suggested that we have a YouTube channel.
Ooh. Get on the TikTok trend. That seems to be taking over now at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's been talk about us getting a TikTok at some point too, but I don't know what we would even put on it. Probably just be our daily sign in or something along those lines.
Yeah. But
yeah. No, that's really cool. And then you can even get into the whole like film editing aspect and things like that, because I've used TikTok and it's pretty intuitive for somebody who doesn't have like film editing background and everything. And like, that's the big thing, is to just get engaged. And everything. Yeah, that's fantastic.
We do have a Facebook page, mm-hmm. We Can Center. And so if you get on there, you can see all the great things that these guys are capable of.
Yeah.
And is that can spelled with a K like Kansas?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are some other projects?
Very cool.
We did some grand shopping. We just bought a lawnmower. We bought a lawnmower, and we're going to be learning how to use it.
Very cool. And, what drew you to that specific lawnmower there? The power? Is it the color?
I think we bought a push lawnmower because we use our strength to get things done.
Very cool.
And why did we choose the lawnmower with the battery?
Because we want to learn how to push it the way you used to back in the day.
Well, we bought a leaf blower with a battery, so this battery can be used in the lawnmower.
Yeah.
They're interchangeable.
Very cool. It could even be even older. It could be one of those spinning wheel lawnmowers
yeah.
and everything. All right. That is incredible. It's a wonderful service that you guys put on. Actually, my youngest went through the early childhood preschool that you guys had there just last year and everything, too. And it was night and day when he entered into it versus when he came out of it. Really incredible work that you guys do there. Is there anything else that we want to touch on before we wrap up at the top of the hour?
What do you think, Ms. Howard?
Just get in touch with us and at least follow us on Facebook so you can see what we do, and you can reach out through that avenue if you want to for any opportunities that you might want us to help with.
Anytime you guys need help, you can reach out to us on Facebook or email, or you can contact us by phone.